And I tried to describe it, and it seems very crude, but I tried to describe it in some way of what it means to know God when you're young and what that can do for the rest of your life. And here's how I described it. Those of you who run or exercise in any way, you know that often what you're doing is you're competing against yourself, and you have your personal best. And so if you're a runner, you have your PB, and if you ever go out running, then you're thinking about your personal best. And maybe as you get old, you realize that it seems to become more and more distant and difficult to attain there, but that's always the figure. That number, whatever it is, bench presses, running 5 kilometers, whatever it is, that number sticks in your mind. And you measure yourself against it because that's where you attained, that's where you got to, that's what you were capable of. And there's a sense, if in your early days, in your early years, you get to know God, you know what it is to wait before God, to call upon God, to be sold out for God, to know the presence of God as you wait upon Him, that becomes your PB. You know what it's like. And then you have this up here, rather than down here, you have this up here. You know what it's like to backslide. Because I think the personal experience of most Christians is so far removed from what God has got for us and what Christ has purchased for us, they don't even know when they're backslidden. They don't even know when they're not walking with Christ because they've never really enjoyed power with God, walking with God, being zealous for Christ. They don't know. They don't know what it is to shut out the world, to get before God, to fast and pray over burdens in your heart. They have no idea. It's like, it just doesn't mean anything. But Christian, listen to me. If just one of you understands this, go on with God. Press on with God. Understand what it is. Wait on God. Let God work in your heart, and you will never forget it. And your whole life, when you begin to decline, you'll know you're declining because you're not there. You're not there. You're nowhere near your PB. That's crude. That is a crude example, but I hope it is penetrating because that's what matters. That you understand that Christ takes His people at times into Gethsemane, onto the Mount of Transfiguration, and forever in your life, you remember I was with Him in the Holy Mount. Some of you know it. You know it in terms of public worship. You know it because you've been sitting in these very pews, in this very room, and you've known the coming down of God, and your entire religious experience, your entire experience of the worship of God is compared to those halcyon days of the presence of Christ. And you're dissatisfied. You can't get away from that sense. Do it again, Lord. This is what we need. Christ calls you to a sold out life for Him. And then He will give you joys that this world doesn't even know exist. And He'll replace all the trinkets with His presence. And you'll realize, I was made for a fellowship with Him. And so your longing will be like Paul's. I don't care. I don't care what the world has to offer. My prayer is this, that I might know Him.